This is your third meeting with Pope Benedict, isn't it, since you took over as head of the Department for External Relations. What can you tell us about your meeting, your conversation this morning?
His Holiness is the man of faith. And whenever I meet with him, I am encouraged by his spirit, by his courage, and by his dedication to the life of the Church worldwide. And of course, I am very impressed by his knowledge of the Orthodox tradition and by the attention which he pays to the dialogue between the Catholics and the Orthodox. I noted that just a few days ago, when he was in Germany, he met with the representatives of the Orthodox churches in Germany, and he spoke about the ongoing dialogue between the Catholic and the Orthodox churches. And I believe that this attitude of the primate of the Roman Catholic Church will greatly help us in our way towards better mutual understanding.
During that meeting with Orthodox leaders in Germany, the Pope also welcomed the increase in pan-Orthodox cooperation, didn't he? And yet, there are still many obstacles on the road towards the organization of this pan-Orthodox council. What are your hopes in that sense?
We in the Russian Orthodox Church do not see many obstacles on the way towards the pan-Orthodox council. And we believe that this council can be organized in the near future if, of course, there are no new obstacles which may arise. For example, there is now discussion about how the process of decision-making should be going on this council and in the preparatory committees towards the council. And traditionally, for the last 50 years during which we prepared this council, the decision-making process was based exclusively on the principle of consensus. And this is, of course, the only principle which allows the churches to have their interests represented. And we do not see any possibility to change this method of decision-making, while there are some voices which call for changing this method from consensus to the simple majority vote. And of course, for us, it is unacceptable. So if we agree on the procedure, on the decision-making, on the protocol, on the themes, then there are no obstacles left.
Would you agree, though, that difficulties about the question of authority within the Orthodox world remain one of the major obstacles to dialogue with the Catholic Church?
I would say that there are certain divergences and there are different positions of the Orthodox churches on the question of the primacy. And as we discuss the primacy of the Bishop of Rome within the framework of the Mixed Commission, we do not only discuss the primacy of Rome, but we have to touch the issue of the primacy in general. And here, of course, we have different traditions, not only between the Catholics and the Orthodox, because we never had such centralized system as the Catholics have, but we also have some differences among the Orthodox as to what should be the role of the first hierarch in the Orthodox Church. We believe that his role should be the primacy of honor, and also he is accorded some coordinating role. For example, he can convene the Pan-Orthodox Council, while, of course, previously in the history of the ecumenical councils, it was not the Patriarch of Constantinople, neither was it the Pope of Rome, but it was the emperor who convened the councils. So we have this model which is emerging in the Orthodox tradition, but generally for centuries we had a very decentralized administration. Each autocephalous church is fully independent from other churches in its self-governance, and therefore we do not have a very clear picture as to what should be the role of the primate in the Orthodox tradition. And without having this clear and unified vision, we cannot easily discuss the issue of how we see the role of the primus inter pares in the universal church.
So hopes for progress in the near future, it's fair to say, expectations must not be placed too high at the moment.
Probably not too high, but still there is hope, because if there is willingness to accommodate different positions and to produce a paper or several papers maybe, which would clearly state the differences, which would outline the way forward, then we can progress. If a particular Orthodox Church will want to impose its own vision of this primacy on other churches, then, of course, we will encounter difficulties, and this is what is happening at the moment. So once we overcome this spirit of, I would say, unnecessary and unduly pressure on the Orthodox churches from a particular church, then we can progress, I believe, very rapidly.
In a couple of years, of course, the churches of East and West will be celebrating the 1,700th anniversary of Emperor Constantine's Edict of Milan. And there are hopes, or perhaps speculation, that this could be the opportunity for a first meeting between Pope Benedict and Patriarch Kirill. What are your own hopes in this sense?
We believe that such meeting will take place sometime in the future. We are not yet ready to discuss the date or the place or the protocol of such meeting, because what matters for us primarily is the content of this meeting. As soon as we agree on the content, on the points on which we still disagree or have divergent opinions, then I believe we can have this meeting. But it requires a very careful preparation, and we should not be hurrying up, and we should not be pressed to have this meeting at a particular point of time.
Finally, in the Catholic world, many ordinary people are quite frustrated by the lack of progress in this dialogue at leadership level. Many people in the pews worship and work together very closely and would like to see more progress. What is the situation in Russia, in the Orthodox world? Is this the same thing happening there or not?
You mean among the Orthodox and the Catholics?
Ordinary faithful, yes. How much do they want to work closer together?
I think there are many ways in which Orthodox and Catholics can work together, and this is what already happens in many regions, including Russia. We have very good cooperation with the Catholic community in Moscow and in other cities of Russia, as well as in other countries where the Russian Orthodox Church has its canonical jurisdiction, for example, in the Ukraine. We have still some difficulties with the Greek Catholics, but it's a long story which derives from the past and from the unfortunate events of the past.
But are you hoping there is new progress with the new leader of the Greek Catholic Church there?
Yes, we observe with satisfaction his first steps and the statements which he makes, which indicate his willingness to collaborate closely with the canonical Orthodox Church of Ukraine, which is the Ukrainian Orthodox Church of the Moscow Patriarchate. And he already met with His Beatitude Metropolitan Vladimir of Kyiv and all Ukraine. And I believe all these are positive signs.